And we continue with the Strangers Collective. I'd like to welcome Kelly Skeen, Kendall Gross, and Bucket Seiler, all of them writers, all of them part of this collective and part of the exhibition that opens this Friday. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So tell us each about your work as writers. What kind of work are you doing with the collective? What kind of work are you doing in general?
I don't know. That's a really hard question to answer.
I mean, are you a poet?
No, I am. I'm mostly a fiction writer, and I occasionally do some nonfiction memoir short stories. But yeah, I just kind of do what excites me.
And you have a wonderful website called BucketSeiler.com in which you talk about, at least I was reading it last night, and you kind of like go through all the different books about writing that you've come across.
Yeah. I'm pretty self-taught for most of the time that I've been writing. I've not really necessarily schooled myself in any official way, and it took me a long time to go and do anything institutional. And there was a period of time where I was just checking out every book that the Santa Fe Public Library had on writing and trying to educate myself. So I've read a lot, and at a certain point I thought, you know, like I've got a couple of good titles that maybe I could share with people.
Yeah. And they're very, like, your descriptions of these books are very funny too. Did they help?
Do
books about writing help you write? I've always wondered.
I mean, I think that they help, and they also, I mean, I feel like it's sort of this process of like everything that I have to take it in, and then I have to forget it in order for it to be useful. Like, and there's a part of the, learning process where when it first comes in, it's too much at the forefront of my mind, and then it kind of destroys everything for a while, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then over time it sort of sifts down and becomes part of the compost, or gets to be more part of the intuitive process. So like now there's things that I do with point of view, for example, that I don't have to think about, but, there was a period of time where I had to really actively, consciously work those things into my writing because I was having point of view problems, if that makes sense.
Right. So, Kendall, tell us about your work and what you're doing with your life these days.
So I mostly write poetry. That's what I prefer. I just really like taking narratives and condensing it to just a few lines in imagery. So that's mostly what I work with. And I met Jordan and Kyle at one of the very first salons that they had in Santa Fe. And they asked me, do you write? And I said, I do. And they have been putting a fire under my butt ever since to really write and get it through. Because I did take college courses in writing, poetry classes. And that was always just the fire to kind of keep going. I've always had something to say, but just never the motivation to kind of get it out. And I found that Strangers is really a good way for me to really come together with people, to be inspired, and just really get that voice out and to get everything down on paper.
You're from New Orleans.
I am from New Orleans.
How did you find yourself in Santa Fe, New Mexico?
I was an art history major, and I was applying for jobs, just really wanted to be in the field, and I found work at the Gerald Peters Gallery in town. And then I came here and found out that Santa Fe is just one of the largest art markets. So it's been great being here and just really learning about art, because it's very personal here. I feel like sometimes in places like New York, it's too busy, it's too crowded, but here it's very intimate.
So for you as an art history major and as a poet, does kind of visual art inspire your writing?
It can sometimes. It helps with wording. Because sometimes you look at a painting and you just don't know what to say. But being an art history major, you have to find words. Art historians are always just finding words to describe things.
Right.
So it really does help to look at things in a unique way. It does.
Kelly, you are a writer and you are also part of the art community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So I work at a gallery on Canyon Road. And I came to Santa Fe for an internship at the George O'Keeffe Museum and then sort of moved on into the gallery world here. But I do mostly
journalistic style writing. I write about artists and the arts. So I write a lot for the gallery. I write about our artists. I worked at another gallery on Canyon Road where I started a blog for them and just telling the stories of the artists that they showed. And so that's really what I like to do, is getting to know the artists and kind of their visions, and seeing a painting that maybe you are not, it's not your style, but then when you meet the artist and you hear their stories and how that painting came to be and what it means to them, then it becomes so much more interesting, and you just get a whole nother appreciation for things. So that's what I like doing, is to tell the stories of the artists.
So what is your participation in the kind of zine culture that The Strangers is bringing back? Let's talk about that for all of you.
Well, yeah, I didn't really know what it was when they first said to make a zine, but this is my third zine for The Strangers, and the first one, Jordan and I collaborated, and we wrote a manifesto for The Strangers, and we interviewed the visual artists that were showing in that show that was at Artifact Gallery, and wrote that zine together. And then my second zine was more of a short story, and then this zine is about a local artist in town. But and the zines, I think it's been kind of fun for all the writers, because we put all this effort into our writing, and then you have to format and print this zine, and it's always such a trial before the show starts. In the weeks and days before the shows, everyone's like, where are you printing your zine? Where's the best place to go? How do I format it? You know, and it's really cool to see all the unique takes that people have on it and what they show up with, all different styles.
Are you kind of like putting this together collectively?
No.
I feel like we pretty much do it individually. I know there's been a couple of bigger group zines. I've been making zines for about 10 years, so that's how I got involved with Strangers. Was I went to one of their early shows at Artifact, and I saw that there were actual zines there, and I went, oh, there's someone else besides me in Santa Fe making zines. I have to call these people.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got connected with Jordan and Kyle.
What about you?
I am a ship in the night compared to these two. I have never made a zine before, and I'm still kind of working on it, because writing is the easy part, I found, which is also the hard part. So the fact that making it is the even harder part says something, because I'm just so used to having my work, but not really putting it out into the world on an actual physical zine. So I've been talking with people, kind of seeing what they're doing, and they've been helping me along the way. So I guess that's kind of the collective part of it for me. But no, my zine, I just made it myself. It's also the largest body of work that I've ever really made. So it's been fun making it, but it's also, you don't realize how much you don't know until you do it.
Yeah.
Is the visual piece a big component of it for each of you? I mean, making them into sort of little artworks?
Yeah, I kind of like it, because it gives... As a writer, you don't get as much of a chance to put something in a gallery, you know, and as a visual artist, you can put things on the walls and people can come and see them. And it's a really cool way to involve artists of different kinds, I think. And some people do put a lot in the, I think that the idea of a zine, it's kind of like a little thing that you get together, I don't know, pretty quickly, and it's kind of like a very raw kind of thing, but there have been so many different ideas coming forth with it. So I print all of mine, but this is the first time I'm putting images in it. And on one of them, I splatter painted the front, because it was a story about an abstract artist. And so I think everybody puts a little bit of individuality into it.
Getting something like that printed, I mean, when I was sort of coming up, there were print shops everywhere. And now it's sort of like everyone does things if on their own laser printer, if they have one or whatever. I mean, how are these things coming together as objects?
It's really difficult. We were just having a conversation about this last night. I've been printing in Santa Fe for years, and it's definitely difficult trying to find places that are affordable and also understand what it is that you're trying to do. Theoretically, you can do them at home if you just have a copy or two. I'm often running between 100 and 500, and so I work with Paper Tiger locally.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean... It can be really hard.
Sometimes we do that in groups. Like people were like, I'm going to go to FedEx tonight. Everybody come and and do that. And there was I think Jordan and Kyle hosted a zine workshop at one point where a lot of the writers got together. And Austin, one of the writers in the collective, helped kind of explain how to format because he does some book binding and things.
So. Now, are your zines going to be available? I mean, can people buy them? Is that mm-hmm. part of the exhibition?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many? So you print like 500 at a time?
Depending on the zine. Lately for these shows, I haven't been printing as many. And that's actually something that, I mean, I don't know how interesting it is to listeners, but for me, like, I came out of sort of the 90s era of zine making in which, like, part of the old school definition of a zine is that, you know, you kind of slap it together, you print it off at a photocopy shop, and you charge like slightly more than what it costs to print. So for me, it was really unusual coming into this community where like art gallery and zine are starting to intersect, and kind of more like now post-internet, zine is becoming sort of a more of artistic thing, or people are more making chapbooks with it, or it's kind of getting taken in this different direction where you'll go and to see a zine on display at a gallery for $10 or $20. Like, to me, it's technically not a zine at that point. It's a chapbook. Like part of the defining characteristic of a zine is that like it's $2.
Right.
So that's been an interesting shift for me, like coming into this group and working with this group and like wanting to be involved with these people, and like this is sort of the new era of like where zines are getting their exposure, because it's harder and harder to come by them in bookstores and zine fairs and stuff like that. Like the whole culture is shifting. So the first time I submitted a zine for a stranger show and for, you know, priced it at $2 and then came in and saw that like, that's not like, we can't roll like that in the gallery scene. Like, right, this is going to be $10. I was just like, what? Like, what? Like, what is happening?
Yeah. And I think Jordan and Kyle too really want, because when we're starting to show in galleries, then the gallery sort of takes a part of it. You know, now at the community gallery, being in a public space, I think they take 40% of. And so with the zines, if you're charging it at a pretty low price, so it's not like you're expecting to make a lot of money anyways, but it's a way to get your writing out there. But in order for anyone to make a couple bucks, you have to price them a little higher too.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And you also both print, you know, a couple hundred or several hundred copies of your work?
No, I don't. I print, I'm on display for the show, the last couple shows, I've printed like 5 to 10 or something like that, just to have enough for the display. And then if people do order them, I print more, but...
Ah, so people can order your work.
Mm-hmm. That's how it was at the last show. People could order, but I think I want to have a little more on display for this show, just because, I mean, people can buy them at the reception right there. So, and this is our biggest show, I think, so far, right?
Yeah, this is definitely the biggest one.
And the most public.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Well, Kelly Skeen, Kendall Gross, and Bucket Seiler are all writers and part of the Strangers Collective, and you can see their work on Friday evening. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.